You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There's a lot going on college students' plates these days, between long hours of studying, time spent at jobs to help support their education. A lot of college students are actually facing a significant barrier. We're talking about food insecurity. But with catered events and fundraisers happening every week on campus, there is also an issue of regular food waste after these events finish. So one group of student developers has come up with a solution to both of these problems. We are joined in studio today by students Tyler Chapman, Olivia Thomas, and Isaac Torero. They have developed the Bronco Beam app, which connects students with free food on campus, food that would otherwise be thrown out. They're also here with Anthony Ellertson. He is the director of the GIM program at Boise State University. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Thank you.
Anthony, first off, I want to start quickly with you. Tell us what the GIM program is.
So the GIM program is basically, it's games, interactive media, mobile. But what we do is kind of focus on front-end technologies. Sometimes that's a game. Sometimes it's a mobile app or augmented or virtual reality. But what we're really interested in is how does the cutting edge of technology interface with the human being? And so that's really what we work on, is solutions that bring those two together.
And this definitely seems to have done that, because just according to a 2018 survey, 36% of Boise State students experienced some type of food shortage. So for you students, did you know that this problem was this big before you built the app?
I don't think really any of us had any idea of how big food insecurity was, not only on the Boise State level, but on a national level. So Boise State, that survey you mentioned, they partook in it, and many other universities partook in it as well. And we realized that 28% wasn't just a Boise State thing. It was all around the nation. And to see those numbers on a national level is pretty astounding. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I had no idea when I came into this.
Yeah, I didn't have any idea either. And it was kind of a cool experience to see the idea come to fruit, because originally, so the project came to us from President Kustra, and he gave us a pretty open goal. He said he just wanted us to help increase recruitment and retention in some way using this technology that we have. And so we spent a lot of time grappling with that issue, seeing what our solution might look like. And then eventually we ended up talking to people from dining services on campus, and somehow this idea just came up, and it was something that we all got really excited about, because we immediately saw how we could use this technology to help solve this problem.
Well, and it's interesting, I mean, because Tyler, you bring up this idea of not even understanding how big the issue of food insecurity is, not just here locally, but nationally. But then go to any event, right? And there is always food left over, and it gets thrown out if it doesn't get eaten. So how did you figure all of this out? Like, okay, we've got this food waste problem, but we actually have people that could use this.
Yeah, so I think to address that question, you actually have to go back a step. So originally, as Olivia mentioned, Custer came to us with this project. And originally, we actually had this idea for what if we had this tutoring setup where we use location services for students to actually go in and basically get, long story short, a more customized experience when they're in the tutoring session. And then we were like, well, students will be students, and they're probably not going to download an app just to get a better experience during a tutoring session. So how do we exactly. And so we're like, well, how do we increase adoption? Well, what do all students like? Free food, right?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Right? Exactly. Not just students, but anybody.
Right.
And especially college students. And so we were like, well, and it was right around when we were like, how do we increase this adoption? Free food would be awesome. That we saw this survey that you were mentioning with that 28%. And we were like, wow, that's even more of a prevalent issue now. And then we started kind of looking around. We spoke to catering services on campus. And we were like, well, what do you guys do with this excess waste? And that's when they kind of told us, well, it typically gets thrown out. We try to reduce it. They try to reduce it, obviously, as much as they can. But at the end of the day, you can't keep everything. And so that's where we kind of came to them. And we were like, well, what if we basically sent notifications out to students that are just nearby? That way we don't send it out to everybody who's not nearby and doesn't care. Because then you have a whole issue with people getting notifications they don't care about, and therefore they're not even going to look
at it. They're not even going to use the app.
Exactly.
Right.
And so we want to only send relevant issues to the right people. And so that's kind of where this whole idea of we kind of fit the puzzle pieces together and made a viable solution after that.
And Isaac, do you know about how much food is left over at these events normally? I mean, did they give you, when you talk to dining services, kind of a percentage or anything like that?
Well, it really depends on the event. Sometimes they'll have lots and lots of food left over, like full meals. And they also mentioned that sometimes there will just be like a certain part of the meal that's left over, like just noodles or something. So they made it very clear to us when we were first working with them that we need to be okay with them like sending out only what they have left and basically telling students that it might not always be a full meal, but at least it's something, you know, to help them out.
So how does the app itself work? Because, Tyler, you brought up this point about, you know, you want the students to be within that a certain vicinity. So walk me through how, I mean, so you download the app and then what?
So you download the app. Basically, that's all that you have to do on the student side. As an admin, we have designated certain people who are able to actually push out events from the app. So they just have a little form that they can fill out whenever there's leftover food. They can say what time it's going to be there, short description of where the food is and what kind of food it is. And then as soon as they send it out, all the students who are nearby and who have the app on their phone will receive a notification.
So you have to, so it'll kind of, so the app kind of tracks your location then, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So it knows to ping you if, like, let's say you're studying at, you know, the sub and there's an event upstairs in the sub. Is that correct, Anthony, or how does that?
Yeah, actually, I'll just add to this. It's actually what these students have done, which is so revolutionary to this kind of a solution. This uses a beacon-based technology, which I'll let them even discuss further. But essentially what it does is allow for very accurate placement of people within environments. And so it understands context better than our phones are necessarily able to do by themselves.
So talk to me then about how you were able to do what Anthony just talked about with that concept.
Yeah. So typically location services are separated into two different branches. The one that we typically most use, like when you're using Google Maps, for example, to get around, use GPS, right? So GPS uses satellites. However, GPS, think about when you're inside of a building. If you want to find a certain room or something like that, you're probably not going to have very much luck because it'll be like, well, I know you're in this building. Once mm-hmm. you're inside, you don't have a good signal.
It turns you all over the place.
Exactly.
You're,
it puts you all around.
You're walking in circles.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't do anything for you once you're indoors. And so that's kind of why this, where this Bluetooth beacon technology works. And so without going into super technical.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah,
I won't
bore you with
me
that.
In like 30 seconds.
I'll probably lose a lot of the other listeners too. But long story short, how it works is it just gets a much more accurate estimate of your location, anywhere between 1 to 3 meters. And so you can use it for a lot of different examples. But for example, what we use for something that we're working on as an addition to this next update in Bronco Beam is consider you're a visually impaired person, right? And you're trying to get around a campus, especially if you're a guest that hasn't been on campus before. If you don't know where you're going, that's going to be really, really tough. And so what if you had an app that helped you and could actually track where you are down to the meter so we could see, okay, you're coming up on this hallway, take her right now. All of a sudden, that becomes a much more viable solution than a GPS solution, which just says, hey, you're in this general
vicinity. Turn right, but you might run into a wall.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's been the feedback from this app, especially with the part about just, I mean, there is just such an issue with food insecurity. So to be able to give a service to other students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So of all the things that I've worked on, I feel like this is the idea that universally people just like the most. Whenever I tell people about it, they immediately get it and they get excited about it, which has been great. We've also started to get some feedback from people who are actually going to these food events. And someone from event services told us that one of these students actually told them that it's been a lifesaver for them to be able to get the free food.
So that's got to help even make them feel good at these events. So you're still doing the tutoring part of the app too, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do they like it?
So that one's right now, it's more of a beta service.
Okay.
Because the Bronco Beam, we can actually kind of cheat and use the GPS location. So right now we have a hybrid system within Bronco Beam. So we use the highly accurate Bluetooth technology that I referenced before for certain applications like the tutoring. And then we can actually use GPS because in reality, for the Bronco Beam portion, we only need to know what portion of campus you're in. So therefore, mm-hmm. we're going to use GPS. But the tutoring piece, we need much more accurate. So that's where the hybrid comes in.
And can anyone download the Bronco Beam? Or because when we talk about food insecurity, I mean, it's kind of hard to track, and people tend to also be kind of quiet about it as well.
Yeah, so currently Bronco Beam is set up specifically for Boise State, either students or faculty. So you need a Boise State login to be able to actually access the features of the app. We have been talking to other people and just kind of passing ideas around of how we could possibly expand this beyond that. Mm-hmm. But as it stands right now, it's specifically for Boise State students and faculty. So,
But definitely something that in the future could be on other college campuses.
Oh, absolutely.
But,
100%, yeah, for sure.
But Anthony, what about the idea of even you think about even restaurants and things like that that have food waste?
I hope so. I mean, that's certainly, you know, some of the people who have come to speak to us, it could go in that particular direction. And I was going to say, I mean, I think what's interesting, this is cutting edge technology. We're interested if people have a need and they can see something to come talk to us, because that's really why GIM exists. I mean, we do these projects. Obviously, the students get this wonderful experience. They get to put something in their portfolio. But beyond that, we're also doing something for the community. And so we think that, yes, in the Beacon solutions, there probably are solutions that can move wider into Boise and even beyond that can help people who are in need.
This is a great service, honestly, that you guys created. So congratulations to you. Thank you for coming in today. I appreciate it. We've been talking with Boise State students Tyler Chapman, Olivia Thomas, and Isaac Torero, and Anthony Ellertson. He is the director of the Games, Interactive Media, and Mobile program called GIMS at Boise State University, talking about, it's called Bronco Beam. That's how people find the app?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.